You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Deep East Oakland is going to see some changes soon. The city was recently awarded a $28.2 million grant called Transformative Climate Communities. The grant is for low-income areas disproportionately affected by pollution and will be led by community organizations. Over 5 years, they'll work on five projects in a five-square-mile area of East Oakland between International Boulevard and the airport. The projects include more affordable housing, a special urban farm, and a bicycling program for youth. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Oakland Chief Resilience Officer Alexandria McBride, the city's lead on the grant, about what's to come in East Oakland and some of the residents' concerns about gentrification.
So where did the idea even for applying for this grant come from? Like, what was this grant intended for?
Yeah, so the state of California is one of the first states in the nation to put together this cap and trade fund, which is essentially a way of gaining revenue from people who are polluting or from polluters. So there's now this chunk of money that the state has decided they wanted to target to what they call disadvantaged communities. We understand when we're talking about greenhouse gas emissions, it's not equitably distributed and that certain communities are hit harder. And the way the grant works, that it's community led, they want to focus in on a specific area, 5 square miles. And because of the really active East Oakland activism community, they heard about this grant and they actually came to the city and said, hey, we would like City of Oakland for you to apply for this planning grant.
Because I know you said the grant looks at, you know, environmental hazards, you know, a lot of pollution. What else is in Deep East Oakland?
Yeah, so there's a big urban canopy. So when you look at trees and the amount of trees that are in other parts of Oakland versus East, we see a real disparity there. And trees, it's not just the visual kind of, you know, mental health benefits of having a green environment. It helps with things like urban heat island effect, which is on really hot days, trees help to reduce that. And when you have less trees in areas like East Oakland, you have more people reacting or having issues with heat, increased heat. Flooding is another big one because of the flatlands and sea level rise and climate change that we know is coming, you know, long term. That area is subject and prone to more flooding.
Let's talk about some of the projects here. So one of the projects, which is what everybody was like, what we need is adding more housing. And so you're going to add how much more housing, affordable housing?
55 units, and it's 100% affordable housing.
Like low income. Yep. Now in the Bay Area, it's like if you make under 80,000.
You know, I pulled up a quick kind of cheat sheet, and so don't hold me to these numbers, but like some of these are 20% to 50%. So 20% AMI could be as low as around $400 a month to 50% being around 1,000. And again, these are numbers based on a chart that I pulled up from a few years ago. So it's changed, but to give you an idea.
What about, okay, so then, and then there's a San Leandro Creek Urban Greenway. So you're going to have a trail that goes from East Oakland to Martin Luther King Jr. Shoreline Park. So where is that going to?
There's a concrete channel, actually, that folks probably wouldn't even know because it's kind of fenced off. And it, you know, it's closed off and basically an unused space. And that space is going to be transformed into the trail itself. Some people were concerned even about safety because that area, some people are using that area for, you know, illegal activities. And the community members had actually already raised money to start developing the San Leandro Creek Trail with Alameda County. So there was already funding there. Our additional funding, though, will just, add more amenities, make the trail actually have programs on it so that East Bay Regional Parks District is doing like educational programming and helping youth kind of understand nature. And that was the one part of the application that, you know, there was some concern from some community members who did not want this trail because they, you know, there's some folks who thought that the trail might be going through their backyard and were unsure of, you know, security around the trail. So, you know, we had to have some real conversations with folks to make people comfortable and to understand that there was a lot more outreach we were willing and able and will do to be able to make sure everybody's on the same page.
And so then 2,000 trees in the area, which you talked about, So this was one I was really interested in, is the aquaponics farm and food hub.
So what's beautiful about Planting Justice already is that it isn't operating. It's operating right now. It's currently 2 acres. And they hire, there are 9 people currently working there with living wage jobs that are from Sobrante Park. Some are formerly incarcerated. And this project now will help Planting Justice purchase a nursery that's been vacant for almost 30 years that was going to be sold to a truck storage facility. But now because of this grant, it'll be able to help expand their 2 acres to 5 acres of essentially a farm that is not only developing food for the local residents there, but also produce organic food, but also selling food to places that, you know, large food processors that are looking for fresh, healthy food to purchase.
And aquaponics, that's where those tanks that have, they're growing vegetation, but also like fish too as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Aquaponics allows another type of growing that's not dependent on the soil. And when you're dealing in urban spaces like this, like most cities, you're not sure if the soil is actually viable for organic food. So aquaponics allows you to really grow organic food anywhere. And some of the aquatic animals that help to kind of help to grow the system in a really interesting way. So it's a combination of the fish and plants together into a system.
The last project, last but not least, I've interviewed and covered them, the Scraper Bike Team. So what is that supposed to look like?
We know Scraper Bikes wants to get some more youth involved, wants to do education. And then what Higher Ground does, they already have a footprint in after-school programs around East Oakland. They're going to use that existing footprint and essentially bring in Scraper Bikes to kind of do these Scraper Bike specific workshops. They'll even get into some bike mechanics, which is a really cool skill to have. There's not a lot of bike sharing opportunities in East Oakland. So getting 500 bikes to the area and then circulation, we think will be a really cool way to get more young adults on bikes.
People have been in East Oakland a long time. They're concerned that this is not for them. Some people feel like this is this, you know, increasing gentrification, these kind of projects.
Yeah, and I understand that. My response is that we developed this proposal with community groups, acknowledging, though, that that doesn't mean everybody, right? And that there's always more outreach that we can do, and that the outreach and community development does not stop now that we've won the proposal.
Jobs, will there be priority given to East Oakland residents?
There will be priority, and that kind of comes in a couple of ways. There are certain jobs that will have specific, like you're from this community. There will also be a lot of the training for the residents in that 5 square mile area.
You're talking about a new East Oakland. What does that look like? What else is there to come?
Yeah. So what you saw on that summary application were other projects like the renovation of the East Oakland Center. And there's also what Larry Reed was alluding to at the press conference was the there's another state grant, an urban greening grant for the Tyrone Carney mini park renovation that was just won about 5 months ago. So yeah, there's lots of investment, and CC tries to bring it all together with the anti-displacement angle. To your point, make sure that the projects that are being developed are not pushing people out, and that the people that are in East Oakland now can benefit from those improvements.
That was Oakland's Chief Resilience Officer Alexandria McBride speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. If you want to voice your questions and concerns to the city about these projects, you should visit KALW.org to learn how.